Good morning and welcome to this morning's inspiration entitled The Pink Dress. There was this little girl sitting by herself in the park, and everyone passed her and never stopped to see why she looked so sad. Dressed in a worn pink dress, barefoot and dirty, the girl just sat and watched the people go by. She never tried to speak, never said a word. Many people passed her, but no one would stop. The next day, I decided to go back to the park in curiosity to see if the little girl would still be there. And yep, there she was, right in the very spot where she was yesterday and still with the same sad look in her eyes. Today, I was to make my own move and walk over to that little girl. For as we all know, a park full of strange people is not a place for young children to play alone. As I got closer, I could see the back of the little girl's dress. It was grotesquely shaped. I figured that there was a reason people just passed by and made no effort to speak to her. Deformities are a low blow to our society, and heaven forbid if you make a step toward assisting someone who's different. Well, as I got closer, the little girl lowered her eyes slightly to avoid my intent stare. As I approached her, I could see the shape of her back more clearly. She was grotesquely shaped in a humped over form. And I smiled to let her know it was okay. I was there to help, there to talk. And I sat down beside her and opened with a simple, "Hello." The little girl acted shocked and stammered a, "Hi," after a long stare into my eyes. I smiled and she shyly smiled back. We talked until darkness fell and the park was completely empty. And I asked the little girl why she was so sad. The little girl looked at me with a sad face and said, "Because I'm different." I immediately said, "That you are," and I smiled. The little girl acted even sadder and said, "I know." "Little girl," I said, "you remind me of an angel, sweet and innocent." She looked at me and smiled, and slowly she got to her feet and said, "Really? Yes, you're like a little guardian angel sent to watch over all people walking by." She nodded her head yes and smiled, and with that, she opened the back of her pink dress and allowed her wings to spread, and she said, "I am. I'm your guardian angel," with a twinkle in her eye. Boy, was I speechless. Sure, I was seeing things. She said, "For once you thought of someone other than yourself. My job here is done." I got to my feet and said, "Wait. Why did no one stop and help an angel?" She looked at me, smiled, and said, "You're the only one that could see me." And then she was gone. And with that, my life was changed dramatically. So when you think you're all you have, remember, your angel is always watching over you. Do you believe in angels? I do. I believe God has them all around us. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, here to protect us and guide us through this life. I pray that God will bless each and every step of your way today. I'm Bear O'Brien, and there's the inspiration of the morning. And you know what? I love you. By the way, the inspiration is entitled The Pink Dress. Keep us in your prayers. I promise we've already lifted you up this morning.